Good Tuesday morning. I figured, while I'm still on this super long masturbation bender, I would take advantage of that time and do a ramble because I'm so fucking horny still. Yep. I'm supposed to be working. No regular work. Like, you know, safe SFW stuff. But I find myself distracted. And I'm always distracted at the best of times. You know, adult ADD. But it's just particularly bad. So let's get some... I think I'm going to listen to some Yacht Rock and try to get some actual real work done. And maybe I can tell some stories and just get some of these thoughts out of my head while I'm doing this. So let's do... I think I have a link here for Yacht Rock. I have a particular affinity for like 70s and 80s soft rock. I've probably mentioned that many times on these rambles here. Start free preview. No, I have a subscription. Great, now I've got to remember my username and shit. Which I don't. I'm chewing my Ritalin, by the way. Kids, don't do this at home. Gotta look up my password. Cat's zooming around. She's got the zoomies. Perfect. For you, kind of like TikTok. Yacht Rock, here we go.
Radio.
I would move you guys.
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, or you have half a brain. If you like making love at midnight, in the dunes of the Cape.
And I'm the love that you've looked for.
On the real estate. The trouble is, a lot of my work has to be done on a mobile device, and so I've got all these distractions. I mean, I do the best that I can. I have two cell phones and an iPad. But still, I have to look at naughty stuff on all of them. I will persevere, guys. My goal is to get through. I have, I'll do half a day of work, which for me, because I work for myself, is like 2 to 3 hours, depending on how productive I can be. And then I've got errands to do. Then my reward for getting through half a day of work is to come home and do some sexy writing. And if I want to take a break, to, you know, rub one out, I'll do that. So let's talk about childhood stuff. I started writing sexy stories when I was 12. And my grandmother raised me. Rest in peace, she died last week. And she didn't know that I was writing sexy stuff, but she got me my first computer, which was like this little, what the fuck was it called? It was like a Mac with, like, the monitor was attached. It looked old school Apple computer. Nope, even more old school than that. These were they just showed up, the green ones, like the curvy ones. I always wanted an orange one like that. Ah, yes. I see a picture here of my setup. If I can figure out what it's called. Oh, I always wanted those clamshell ones. I wanted an orange one. No, this was a... I can find pictures of it, but I don't see what it's called. I think this is Herb Alpert. Rare Mac. Oh, Jesus. They're selling this on Mercari for $500, $600. Mac 512K, perfect working condition. Okay, it's called the Mac 512K. That's what I wrote my dirty stories on. And I put a little floppy disk in it. Like an actual floppy disk, like it flopped back and forth. It wasn't just called a floppy with like a hard shell around it, like the late 90s. It was the floppy. I'm revealing my age here. You guys don't care. You're not judging me. Let's just say late 30s. Mid late 30s. We'll leave it at that. It doesn't matter. When you're in your 30s, you're a woman, your sex drive is pew.